It was for the European Championship. So we won 89 the European Championship. And I think the German Football Association didn't think we can win this. They were buying this beautiful coffee set for us. If people doesn't know much about the football history in Germany, I have this coffee set, you remember? Oh yes, I heard of this and it's a shame. And then I said, no, it's not a shame.
Is it goal power or goal power? Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goal Power.
Hello, my name is Petra Landers and I'm from Germany.
How are you involved in women's football?
I was born into it, you know. It was my passion from the first moment, I think.
Okay.
I was playing maybe in my mom's belly, or where is it?
What was your earliest memory playing football?
My earliest memory?
Or your best memory?
The earliest was I was playing with a cousin. He took me to every places. He was playing with the boys and he invited me all the time when I was 8 or 9 years old. And this is the best memory because I was accepted.
What's your most standout moment in your footballing career?
Standout?
Yeah, like the biggest moment.
Oh, I don't have one biggest moment. Yeah. Because football is my passion, my life, and every step is important for me, for every player. So if you set goals, maybe you have many good times, and even the smallest moment can be the biggest moment.
What was the best goal you ever scored?
You know, I was a defender, but I even scored a lot, but I can't remember because for me, it was always important, the team. So when we won, every goal was important, not mine.
If you could change one thing to help women's football, what would it be?
Give women a voice to get more successful or just the right to play football or any other sports.
Just have a chance.
Sorry?
Just have a chance to play football.
Mm-hmm. I didn't look outside of Germany when I was a player because I was busy with myself. But 2014, it was the first time to go to Zambia. And it was amazing. It was touching me. It was really touching me when I saw all the children, many children. And when I start to play with the girls, they are playing barefooted on pitches. You don't like to walk on this with shoes, so they are playing there. Because they don't get money, they just have fun and passion. They love to play, and it reminded me of my youth. So I think it's my job to do something in Africa. 2 years ago, I went to Ghana, and we were talking about a training session, and I said, okay, we can do one. All the children were there. They loved to play with me. And then I was thinking about, here is no public transport. They can't join projects in the town. So maybe I will have a football or soccer school here in Bolgatanga. Also, they can't even come to my football school. When they can't go to town, I have to change something. So I was thinking about a mobile football school. So I'm going into the communities. I will have football camps, maybe 3 or 4 days. We have a motorcycle, and my friend and me, we are going through the communities by motorcycle. And this will be a brilliant adventure. It was, I can see me. And this is a good sign when I see myself something doing. And yeah, so when I'm coming back, I try to find sponsors and something like this. And even if I don't find, I will do it. It's my passion, my goal, my everything.
For the exhibition, Can you tell us the objects that you've put in the exhibition, or do they have a meaning to you?
Oh, my coffee set. So I brought something nice to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was for the European Championship. So we won 89, the European Championship. And I think the German Football Association, they didn't think we can win this. So after this, they were buying this beautiful coffee set for us. And they sent it by UPS or something to our house. And I put it somewhere. I didn't use it because it was not my way to have this. But right now, I'm so happy and I'm very proud to have this because I can travel with this. And if people doesn't know much about the football history in Germany, so when I tell them, I have this coffee set, you remember? Oh, yes, I heard of this and it's a shame. And then I said, no, it's not a shame. So we got this. It was just a present, and that's it. So now I'm proud.
Thank you for answering our question.
You're welcome.
Landers was interviewed by Lily and Caitlin for the Girl Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.